Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
What's going on, man? Daddy issues.
What's up,
we
guys?
Are back.
We're back.
We are back.
We're back. What did y'all do while we were gone, huh?
We get no answer.
Like they can answer.
Crickets. Yeah, they can't answer verbally.
What'd you do on the week off?
My week offs never feel like a week off because I always got some shit to do.
Where was you at again? Where'd you have to go?
Where was I at last time? It's a great question. Maybe Columbus. Columbus, Ohio. I think that was my last dip out. I had to do the funny bone out there.
Oh, yeah.
Columbus, Ohio.
No, that was before because I was in the Bay at that same time.
Well, then where
last
was I?
Last week.
Oh, no. Last week I was working. I had to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was shooting
something. That's right.
Yeah, so that's where I was. I was here. I was here, but working.
When did that air?
I don't know. Probably. Probably like late in the season, I imagine.
Because I probably won't be watching till then.
Yeah, so. Yeah, man, that's where I was. All
right.
You know, still around, but not around.
Yeah.
What about you?
You know, I had to cancel, man. Kids.
Kids.
They caught viruses back to back.
Good old.
But Kendra caught his middle of the week. So it was just puke and poop city.
Good old viruses, man.
Yeah.
That was the last time you had one, man.
Probably game night when I shut down and had that 24-hour bug.
Oh,
a couple years
I remember
ago.
That softness.
Softness? I stuck it out. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I was still winning, too. I was like.
Was on the edge. Of the,
I was hanging in. I was
the
freezing.
The long part of the couch.
I had no blood circulation. I was freezing. And we was playing Taboo. They was like, all right, this is crazy. I was like, California. I hung in there.
You did hang in there, though. You didn't cancel.
And it, you know what's crazy? It hit right before y'all came over.
Yeah.
Like, I was fine, and all of a sudden, I was in the bathroom. And I was like, something's wrong. And she was like, you want to cancel it? I was like, no. We go, hey, it'll be done. You know, I'm always like, ah, I'll be fine.
Right.
Y'all showed up. I was like, hey, guys, come on in.
Come on in, guys.
I was free. I was so cold.
And it was just 24 hours.
24 hours, it was gone the next day.
I had one of those a long time ago. I was like, what's happening to me?
I don't know
the
what
next
it was.
Day, it was like nothing ever happened. It's like a one-night stand for viruses.
Yeah.
It's passionately in love with you, and then the next, it's gone. Don't call
virus
me.
Came through, smashed, raw.
Yeah, smashed, raw.
Left
just
me.
Left.
Left you know me shivering under a blanket. Didn't leave a phone number, nothing. Didn't even put money on the counter, just left.
How's your sickly roommate?
No, he's trash. You know?
Yeah, sniffling, sneezing, stuffy head, fever, so you can rest medicine. That's what he needed to change his name to. We're making it so funny. He's in here right
he's
now.
We're
looking dead at him. Him and his sick viruses.
And his bare
face.
He's
pulling out tissue right now as we speak.
As we speak, wiping his nose.
His runny nose. His nose run track, cross country.
Disgusting.
Always running.
Just pathetic.
Yeah.
His whole body just breaks down all the time. He's the youngest one in our group and has the most broke down. My knees, my sinuses, my allergies.
I cannot keep up with y'all ages, man. There's too many of y'all in the same district.
We're all like
I can't keep track. I know DC might be like.
He's just in the middle randomly by himself.
Okay.
Because he splits you and then us.
Yeah. Everybody else, float. Y'all just caked up in the
same. He even nomads in his age. He's just out there.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know mine. I know Chaz's birthday. Everybody else is a gamble. Oh, I don't know DC's because it's close to mine.
I only know Keenan's because it's close to my son's.
Okay. And that's the only reason Keenan is Keelan's godfather is because he lived with y'all. That's the only reason. I want the listeners to know this.
I mean,
it's
I can't
the only
deny
reason.
That. I can't deny that.
Yeah. So he was just around. Keon was like, him. Keenan was standing there wiping his nose. Oh, yeah, I'll do it. I'm sick of it.
I listened to that Kendrick track today and was laughing. Mona Lisa, Lil Wayne track, Kendrick sniffling. I was like, it sounds just like Keenan.
What song is that?
On Mona Lisa. It's Lil Wayne and Kendrick on Lil Wayne's new album.
Oh,
but that song is fire. I mean, the album's whatever. That song is fire.
I got to listen to
but
it.
But Kendrick again. Goes full character.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's a dude crying over his girl, so he's sniffing in between his raps. And I just think of Keenan every time. Sniffing.
The good old disrespect. Yeah, man. So last week, man, it was burning in California. California yeah. was on fire.
Yeah, I couldn't. So Keelan's birthday was that Saturday the fire started or whatever, or that week. So we couldn't go anywhere because we couldn't take him out in that smoke. Because I went out that morning to go to the gym, and I was like, I can't breathe.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So
it was like a citywide cookout, and everybody was burning the meat.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this is real. Like, people.
Man, it was weird because it wasn't, you know, it's not summer.
Right.
But I heard this one was their fault, though.
Like, it was their fault?
You know how they do those controlled fires?
Yeah.
It got out of control.
Oh, they were doing that?
Yeah, they were doing that, and the wind was like, oh, here we go. And then it just started everything. Man. So it was man's fault. It wasn't like a nature one this time.
All right, because I remember it was mad windy that day. Yeah. Like when I woke up, my blinds was breaking.
My backyard opened. It was slamming everything.
I was like, what's happening out here? And then after that.
And the wind. So the wind was just taking the ambers, putting them on different houses, jumping the freeway, putting them on different houses. So the winds was just, so the fire went crazy.
Man, dog.
That one was preventable. It wasn't the weather. It was part weather, part human.
That's crazy. People, they lost their house because y'all fumbled. People died, too. They still looking for people.
Yeah, I heard it's a lot of people, too.
Yeah, that's crazy. And the stuff I was filming, you know, it was people on the crew that, you know, they were like, such and which, you know, he lost his house. And I was like, man, like the cameraman that was supposed to be there. And like, you know, one of the teachers for the kids, she lost her house. And I was like, man, dog. And this guy right here, it came up to your back door. I was like, this is real.
Yeah. I mean, I this time around, I wasn't like, oh, it's a fire. I was filming it because I got caught in the first one.
Yeah.
And we had to evacuate, and I was like, this ain't no joke.
Yeah, it's real. I remember that one. It was one. I live in Burbank, for those that don't know. And it was a fire, like, on the mountains that I can see from my apartment. And I was just looking dead at it, like, yo, this is super close. Yeah. And I was like, man, at any moment, they could be like, y'all got to go. I don't know what to pack. Like, what was my
thing? Well, we packed like a few outfits and documents, like the boy's birth certificates, you know, stuff like that. And we just left. And I took a video as I was leaving. I took a video of everything in the house for insurance purposes, you know.
Yeah.
And then we just left. At that moment, I knew how little I cared about stuff.
Right, right. When it's crunch time,
when it was trying to like get the boys, get her in the car, and let's go. Like I was like, I don't care about none of this.
Yeah.
Like, I looked at my shoes, everything. I was like, whatever.
None of this matters.
None of it.
I'd been like, I don't know what I would have grabbed.
We just grabbed the important stuff, our laptops, you know, phones, and we left. That's what all our stuff is on. Yeah. We just grab stuff that we can't, like pictures and stuff. You know, that's all on laptops now. It ain't like you got to grab a photo album anymore.
Right.
So we grabbed that stuff and we dipped.
I would have grabbed.
We grabbed the memories.
I would have grabbed the cocaine under my mattress and like the drug money in my game room closet. Other than that, because I owe them.
Would you have released the slaves you keep in your basement?
Nah, they would have stayed in there. And you know what I'm saying? I got a Pegasus in my the other bathroom that I don't use. Would have kept that in there. Right. Some fires, man. We need some rain in this hole, man. It ain't rain. I don't remember the last time it rained out here.
I do, because every time it rains, I think about when I wash my car. Every time.
I'm going to wash the car tomorrow. It usually rains. But, man, California is dry. And in the second it rains, it's raining all over Instagram.
That's because California does too much. Because it don't rain, then it'd be like, you know what? 6 days straight, rain. Like, that's my house was flooding. I was like, come on, man. That's when I get mad. When it's too much and it affects my house, I'm like, all right,
that's the problem with California. Everything affects it immediately. Oh, it's mudslides. It was raining 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's dry, fires, earthquakes. It's just everything, man. They ain't built for this.
Nah, California, like, we supposed to chill. We don't know how to handle none of this.
Right.
Any kind of.
You ready to move.
California don't know what to do if it changes. If it ain't 75 every day, California shuts down.
Man, I'm like, yo. The way people drive when it rains, I feel like, I hate it. What are y'all doing?
I hate how California drives. It's not even raining hard. I'm from California, and I hate how California drives in the rain. I'm like, it's spring. Stop.
Right.
Everybody slows down to 40 automatically. Yes. I'm like, stop.
It's drizzle, yo.
Yeah, it's not heavy. Drizzle. I understand when it's heavy and you don't want a hydroplane. I get that.
Right.
But when it's just, I'm like, come on, it's wet.
Yeah.
This is nothing.
But shut down, man.
Or at least if you're going to drive, then get over. Let me be the only one in the fast lane by myself. All right. Y'all get over.
Yeah, I can't stand it. I was like, oh, here we go.
And then have the people drive slow because they refuse to get new windshield wipers. Mm-hmm. You got to change them out. Nobody ever changes
they
out the
windshield. They
never
wiper.
Change them out.
They be like, man, it's like it's not even working. Yeah. That's because you ain't changed you it in 3 years. It.
It's like, look on it. You don't even have the rubber part no more. It's just the wiper.
Yeah.
It's not doing nothing.
Is it their fault, though? Since it never rains here, they never even think about the wiper.
You got to change. I think about it because even in the summer, it gets so dry and rusty. You just need a new one.
Yeah.
And they don't cost much. $5. Getting $5 a year so you can see out your window.
No, they're a little bit more pricey than that.
Well, you know, I'll be at Costco.
Yeah, I'll be in there. Like, they got to be more than that at Costco. Because you get cheap. the jumbo pack.
They have every size.
Yeah.
Individually, like in a row. And they were super cheap.
Because I'll be looking at them like, man, they're getting pricey. You know what I'm saying? Wipers. And then the put on. Oh.
No, the put
good
on.
Good old put on. I get mine from AutoZone usually. Nah, sometimes I do Walmart.
Yeah, I did that at Walmart last time.
Yeah, I'll do those.
Put them on. You know, it's crazy. No matter what you do on the car, no matter how simple, if you do it, you feel like.
Oh, I feel like a man, though.
Like, I just changed the windshield wipers and put gas in the car, so.
I immediately get six packs. I just be ripped.
You,
I'd be
you
shredded.
Feel different.
Every time. You All I did different. Was change the tire. I was like, yeah, excuse me. I look like Thanos walking away from the car. Immediately.
I mean, the most I ever did, like, some actual maintenance, I had to change. Like a pipe in my car. And I went on YouTube and did that myself. You couldn't tell me nothing for like a year. A year.
I'm a man. Oh, you don't know how to change carburetors? Oh, man, you
saw. She was like, can you cook dinner tonight? Oh, I'm a man. I don't cook dinner. Okay, I built this house from scratch. She was like, when? I don't know.
You know that car you driving? I put it together. Me.
If
piece
I do
by
anything
piece.
In the car, I feel good. Changing a battery, which is the simplest thing ever on
man,
the car.
Man, simple.
I'll be like, I just changed the battery. So go ahead and take yourself out and buy yourself something nice.
I've done
out.
For 6 months. I did my part. Yeah, man. That's funny.
All right, maintenance.
I always wanted to change my own oil. I never did.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, I want to learn. Once I learn how to change my oil, I'm done.
I'm never going in. Yeah, I'm never going in.
It could be a totally different problem. Like your engine exploded. Yeah, but you know, I did it myself because I changed my oil all the time.
Because when we only go for brakes and oil,
yeah.
Like as far as maintenance, unless you have something terribly wrong.
Right.
So if you know how to do those two, you never have to take it in.
You're good to go for a while until it's like a deeper issue.
And then when you watch them do it, you're like, this is not hard.
It's mad simple.
I watched my guy do my brakes. I was like.
It's so simple.
It's so easy. Mm. Even to do the rotors. It's super easy.
You'd be like, man, I could do this. I'll be watching the tire guy. He'd be changing the tires. I'd be like, man. The key to the tire change,
but they have the
is the jack,
yeah.
The jack they use with the
pump up.
They pull the roller out and they just jack it up. That's what we need in the car. I need the one with the wheels on it and the big stick, so you can just be like, bam.
Because I had to change. I had my little one, and I was like,
man, oh, it's trash.
It took so long to put my thing up.
Garbage.
Then you got to take each individual lug out. I'm like, I need this machine.
And they be hard to get off sometimes.
Yeah,
because
they put
them
on too tight.
It's always that one. Like, I ain't going nowhere. You hear me?
Last time I the oil change place I used to go to does free tire rotations.
Yeah.
And I needed to change a tire, and one was so hard to get off because I never went back. Mm. I was like, y'all put my thing on too tight.
Right.
I'm never coming back. I was pissed.
I've literally had to stand on. The little I had to stand on it to try to get it to rotate.
And I get it, you don't want tires flying off, but it don't need to be that. That's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah. It was like, I gotta be able to change it. Cause the last flat tire I had was actually like last month. Went to Trader Joe's, came out, tire was flat. I was like, oh, so we had the groceries in there, hands were dirty. And you know, Sabrina was helping me. I was like, look at you down here helping me. We were dirty.
She got back in the car and had a mustache. She was like, right. Where did this come from?
Yeah,
man? You know, just working on the cars.
We all out here, man. We men and women. Well, I don't know where that flat came from. I was like, man, somebody out to get me. It was completely flat.
Be happening, yeah.
It was completely flat.
Last time mine happened, it was like that, but it was in my driveway. I came out and I was like, what?
When did this happen?
It's just flat.
Yeah, it was no build up, no nothing.
The tire was old, but.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Just gave out.
I just be getting used tires, man. I just be getting, how much for this? All right, put it on there.
This is the first time I ever bought a full set of brand new tires.
Oh, look at you. You lavish out here.
Living like
how much was that?
Two something.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
Not bad at all.
Because they gave me, I did four, and you know, the get three, the fourth one's free. And then
that deal.
Yeah.
They ain't slick.
And then something else, and I just got, that was the first time I ever did that before in my life. Get four brand new tires.
Man, that's.
I felt like an adult.
You living the dream, man. Oh, you got new tires? Yeah. Oh, man, look at them go. I People in good. Your neighborhood was like, all right, new tires. He was proud.
Keon got new
I knew
tires.
Him when he was little before he even had a car.
Like I made it.
Tires? Yeah. Man, he got new tires. Give you that wholesome smile. The lips be ashy. Like, all right,
yeah. They threw me a parade.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, small town boy going good.
I'm
so
off the rails.
We gained an hour, but now they want to get rid of daylight savings time.
Nah, they're keeping it.
Oh, they're keeping it?
Yeah. The vote went through to keep it.
So we're still doing it,
yeah.
Okay. I like to go back.
That's what I said. We were just talking about before you walked in. I like daylight savings because California don't really have seasons like that. So I like my summers long.
Mm-hmm.
And my winter's like, when it get dark at, you know, 6, 5 right. o'clock, and it's cold outside, I'm like, yeah, let's stay in.
Yeah.
Put some marshmallows on.
The coziness.
Yeah, I like it. I don't want it to be light when it's
I
cold.
I love it when it first changed. When you think it's later than it is.
Oh, yeah, like,
man,
yeah.
It's late. Oh, man, it's only 5.
Yeah.
And I love that feeling because it's always a shock every year.
Yeah.
You're like, man, it is. It's late. Oh, you know what? It's only 4:30.
It is.
Wow. I love
I hate
feeling.
The morning, though.
I like the morning.
You get up and it's black. I'll be like,
because you get that extra hour that first day. You're like, man, oh. I got
well, okay,
hour.
On the other side then. The,
oh, we lose one. Oh, I can't stand that. I hate it. I hate that one.
That one sucks.
Now it's later than you thought it was. Trash. But the dip back, I'm all for it, man.
I never know which one. To this day, I still don't know which it is. Like, you'd be like, did we lose an hour again? I don't know what.
I know we lose the hour for fall and winter. That's why it's dark early.
Okay.
Fall back.
So
do you
set your, they be like, set your clocks up?
Yeah,
back?
You set them up in the spring. So all you go right. forward. Fall back. So in the fall, you go back, you spring forward.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. You gave yourself a little.
Right. And that so sense. That ever since, you know, people told me that, I was like, oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. And so I'm glad they kept it, man. You know what I'm saying?
I voted to keep
voting
that.
Voting matters. Voting matters.
I definitely voted to keep that. Yeah. People didn't. I learned this year was the first time I ever researched
the who?
Voting.
You researched everybody on the ballot,
not the people. The
oh,
props.
Okay.
This is the first time I researched.
Props. Okay. Because
normally you go in there, you like.
That's what I've been talking about on
something.
Stage, man. I
you
was
just panic
pressing stuff,
and then I didn't want to do that because I just felt like. You know, that's the sneaky stuff they be doing.
Yeah.
We don't know what we doing, and then now all of a sudden, you know.
They be wording it all.
Oh, yeah,
and
now
simple.
All of a sudden old people can't get their medicine, you know.
Right.
Kids
y'all
lunches.
Y'all voted for this?
Yeah.
Look how you worded it in the documents.
Kids' lunches are scrapped.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just like all kind of stuff. So this year we actually looked it up. And even then, I feel like some people were still confused because, like, they took away the EMTs, like they didn't want to pay them. The companies didn't want to pay them. So it was like a whole thing with that.
Yeah.
And they won because people misread it. And then the other one with the rent control.
What's up with them?
They did the other. They can change their rent whenever you want.
Oh.
People misread it and messed it up.
No more rent control?
Who wouldn't want rent control?
Oh, trash.
And people was like, okay, penny. And now they got free reign to do whatever they want.
As a person that's been getting his rent raised
like mine
repeatedly.
Mine is, you know, whatever. It didn't affect me, but.
Man, dog. They be raising my rent since I moved in that place, man. It'd be a note on my door. I'd be like, again? I'd be trying to fuss.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, hey, they can do a lot worse. Trust me. I'm like, oh, this is the no remorse. Man, I'd be like, why y'all keep doing this?
And then y'all had a way out, and people voted wrong. Just went in there scrambling.
So whack. I hope I picked the right one, though, because I'd be getting confused on the yes and no. But I was definitely for rent control, even though my building is clearly not rent control.
Yeah, I voted for it. I live in a house. I don't affect me, but I still wanted people. Yeah, I didn't want people to rent. It was ridiculous.
I've been here since 1963. My rent is like 500.
Yeah.
I love those stories.
Yeah, they got in early.
Yeah, I love that. How much is your rent? It's only like 800 for a 4-bedroom.
My grandma bought it and just passed it down.
Yeah,
like, yes.
I like that. But the person on the other side, they're like, oh.
Yeah, the person that just moved in and paid $2,300 a month for his closet.
Man, dog. Yeah. Even like, my neighborhood is high. Like, shoot, even one of the producers here, Cam, his rent way higher than mine. He live up the street. And I was like, that's how much you pay? I'm like, let me quit fussing.
That's why I didn't move to Burbank. That's why we're on Zilmar. We wanted a house in Burbank.
Yeah.
And we saw
Burbank is pricey.
He was like,
man.
Hell no.
It's pricey.
And it wasn't even it was pricey, but the bang for the buck was like what we paid for the 4-bedroom was like a 2-bedroom Burbank.
Yeah.
And I was like, hell no.
My homegirl, she bought a house. It's a 2-bedroom house, small joint. I think she paid $550 for
the house.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah. Over $500,000. And that house is small. Right off of Buena Vista. It's a busy street. So when you come out of the driveway, the pressure's on. I'm like, hell no. Hell no. That's why I just be debating, like, buying a house here. Like, you know, my money's good. I don't know if I want to. I feel like I'm not going to get my money's worth.
That's why you got to get in the neighborhood like ours. And now they're starting to flip our neighborhood. Our house is worth $100,000 more than we got it for.
For real?
Mm-hmm. And it's still going. They come by every day like, y'all trying to sell? I'll be like, nope.
Yeah,
because they building all kind of stuff up there. They fixing the whole everything. They building new stuff, new apartment. Like, that neighborhood's finna be nice. So they want us to sell. Yeah. So they can. And I'm like, hell no.
Hang in there.
And we about to get in our name.
Hang in there.
And I'm like, I'm keeping this.
I hate the parking in your neighborhood, man.
Oh, and then they just made it worse with the
on
stupid
your block?
Painting.
Ugh. We be having to park over there in the horse stable. The horse would be like, excuse me. Be kicking my car. I'm like, hey, I know it's old. Stop. But yeah.
Parking got worse on my house too because they painted more red.
Oh, man.
Trash.
Especially trash day. People be having their trash cans out there.
Or just be in the middle of the street.
Valuable real estate on the parking.
No, not in our neighborhood. People put it on the outside of the car because they just move it. Like, I'm not doing this.
Yes.
I'm not. Like, just put it on the outside. So in our neighborhood on trash day, you pretty much could only drive in the middle because the trash can is way in the street.
Yeah.
Everybody parks behind it.
That's good.
So.
Cause I hate it when the trash cans.
I moved
taking
it.
Up a
I moved
spot.
It. I moved people's trash before.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, I need a spot, man. Like, I just put it on the outside of my car.
I'll be like,
I'm not doing it.
Because usually the trash is already taken care of. By the time I'm looking for like parking, the trash man already came.
Yeah.
It's just empty containers. But my neighborhood is tough parking too. Like,
oh yeah,
night,
why you talking? I was about to say yours.
If you come
trash.
At night, man, it'd be like.
That's why when I go to your house, I always drive my Fit.
Yeah,
because
so
I can
squeeze in
somewhere. Because if I drive the SUV, I'm not finding no spots.
Yeah, man.
It's not bad if you go up, like, you know, your the next block where that school is on the corner.
Yeah,
that street I usually can find parking.
Like,
it's not that bad. But on your actual street and on your main street,
it's a rat at night, man.
If I can go over, especially on the weekends, which usually I'm coming by your house, people are leaving, going places and stuff, so I can find parking on that next street. But
if you can get in there right as the sun's going down, people still be out.
Yeah.
But when it's like 10.
At the last game night, when I had to go back, do my set at Flappers and come back, I didn't want to leave my car.
Right,
like,
man. You taking the gamble. I was like, ooh, Lyft. Oh, you could have took my car because, you know, I'm parking there.
I hate getting out of your.
A lot of people can't get
parking
out of out of my carport, man.
It's
I remember
trash.
Keenan did it one time. He went in there to get the car. He was in there for a while. I was like, "Is he all right?" Yeah, I looked up. He was creeping back. I was like, "Yeah, it's tough. It's not an easy."
It's just a direct.
Yeah.
That's it.
And
that's
it's
how, so that's how DC's is.
Oh, DC's like that.
Yeah. So when we came back from the mixer, he was trying to park. Like, he pulled in, and he should have just went. Like, it was like, this is his driveway, and then he got the lot like y'all.
Yeah,
but this spot was open, so he could have just went straight in. He tried to turn it back in, and he was like, nah. He kept cutting it, and he cut it. Then he's like, okay, I'll just pull it forward, and then he backed up, like inched, and then was trying to curve. He was like, it's tight, and then it took like 15 minutes. 15 minutes to get in there, and I was just like,
he did Austin Powers.
That's what it looked like. It took so long.
Serene tried to do it. My oldest son, you know, he drives now. So he's like, Dad, man, let me back the car out, man. Let me get used to this, man. Crumble City, man. He hit the pole, the little back wall. I'm like, you know what? Just get out. You tried, man. It's tough, man. It's tough. So, you know, I get it. Sabrina handles it good, surprisingly. Because sometimes her driving makes me nervous, man.
She in New York.
Like, it's been a couple times. I'll just be like, yo, it was one time. She was driving the van. We was on the road during the tour. She was there, and she was driving the van. She cut this turn real close to where this dude got out of the car and looked at the back of his car. And I was like, he had a right to get out because I think we hit him. And then, but it was like a little mark on the van. So I don't know. I think she might have tapped him. She was like, I don't know what he was. You know, when you're driving, you be trying to play it off. Man, they just overreacting. Yeah. Like, nah, we was in this trunk. We was literally in this trunk, man. I don't know. So, yeah, man.
Sabrina out here being reckless.
Man, New York driving, man.
Yeah, they don't know. Oh, I've seen them. They don't care.
Yeah.
Like on the parking tip, because there's no parking there.
Right.
They just go, poof, poof, poof. They just hit the car until they get in. They don't care. They're like,
pop, pop, you be all right.
And they all have those. That's why in New York, they all have those big, like, thick things for the winter.
Yeah.
Like on their bumpers, because people just, and they just squeeze in.
I'll be wanting to do it, though. Like, I'll be parking. I'll be like, man, you knew what it was.
Oh, and in San Francisco, in the city, people be doing that. I've tapped to get into a spot.
Man, you got to do what you got to do sometimes. The car will be all right. Soft tap.
If you ain't hitting it hard, it's tap, fine.
That's what these cars is for.
Yeah. We used to tap for fun in college, like at a red light. You pull up to somebody, just like, so you see them look up like, and we be in the back dying. And like, you idiot. So then we would, another game we would play is like, if we knew it was all like people we knew behind us, when the light turned green, we'd sit there until it went yellow, and right before it turned red, you take off. Everybody missed the light.
I've done that. That's mad fun. Just leave people hanging.
Yeah, they'd be like, come on.
Leaving people hanging is fun.
It's so fun.
I used to do that on Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto, like 4 or 5. I remember I was playing with my boy Mario over live. So we were in the helicopter. And I was flying the helicopter, and I just jumped out, left him in the passenger seat in the helicopter. I'm like, yes, I want to do this in real life. Just have a parachute under my jacket. Be like, all right, y'all. Just lead him in the chopper. But I guess that's murder. Anyway.
This is so casual.
Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah.
It's this week.
So, y'all are doing... I thought it was like a game night, but y'all doing like an actual Thanksgiving meal.
I mean, we might as well.
Okay.
We having people over. You know what I'm talking
about? I didn't know that until you said about the food. I thought it was going to be like snacks.
Nah, he was like, man, we just going to do, because I forget what. Sabrina made a flyer for it, but she was ready to cook. She was like, yeah, I'm excited. All right, you know. So the actual Thanksgiving, we might just go, you know, feed people on the streets. So I might do the Laugh Factory, and she was talking about doing this vegan one. But yeah, we're gonna have food.
I didn't know it was gonna be like an actual dinner.
Yeah, because I already knew I was gonna be like, man, it's gonna be pricey with this food. But I was like, all right, oh well.
Yeah, because I'm gonna go to my auntie's house per usual.
Yeah,
every year, but I'll go to your house on Wednesday.
Yeah, man. Don't be pulling that going home early crap, man.
No, we're showing up at. She gets off at 6:30. We're going to put the kids down at like 7:30, and we shooting over. We'll be there at 8.
All night.
I'm going to be there drunk.
Sick of people leaving.
Throwing up in your bathroom.
Yes.
Sleeping in your bed.
Yes.
I'm about to be done.
I don't mind this.
Sleeping in the bathtub. Yep. Dude, is this the morning already?
Kia, it's Thanksgiving. Your kids is on the phone.
Oh, shit.
I don't mind that. You know what I'm saying?
My boy slept in my tub before.
Yeah,
in college.
I'll sleep anywhere.
Took him to a party. He got annihilated. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know. We were 20. We didn't know what to do. He was like, just put him in the tub. Just in case he throw up.
The tub is lavish.
He was freezing, too. I think he had alcohol poisoning.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't know. He was freezing. He had no skin color. We was like, just sleep in the tub.
Man. You ever got drunk for the holidays?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving or Christmas?
I think both. But never like, you know, get on the piano and all of a sudden want to sing songs. This is my favorite song. I want to dedicate this to my mama. I never got there before I started revealing family secrets. That's why he ain't your real daddy. Like, what?
Single mom was cheating. Little did everybody know.
I never got that.
Bleep, bleep, bleep.
Just enough to giggle during karaoke or something.
Right.
Mess up during Taboo.
Fumble it up.
Yeah. But usually, even during the holidays, I get drunk early. So by the time it's night, like I'm...
You're good to go.
You know, we eating dinner at 3.
Once you
drinking,
eat, too,
the
food's going to absorb
so
a lot of that.
I be buzzed as hell, and then by the time the nighttime roll around, I'm regular.
Yeah, back to normal.
Keenan showed up one year. We was all drunk by the time he showed up.
Yeah.
And he showed up with 2 more bottles, and everybody just flipped out. They be starting early. Yeah, so my granny used to do the cooking. Then my mom was like, I'm not doing all this no more. And the family keeps expanding. So then my aunties and my mom was doing it. Mm-hmm. And then they was like, y'all got wives and stuff now. They need to be pitching in. You know what I mean? So then they started pitching in. Then it became like a everybody just makes a dish.
And then bring it. That's easy. So, that's an easier work.
Like my auntie still, she's doing like four or five things. My mom's doing like two. But then Cotty's making a roast and pies. I have to make potato salad.
It's like my cousin
makes different, and everybody just brings. But the only thing is now, when one person used to make everything, you just eat it. Now there's judgment.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know every person that makes, so who made the greens this year? You're like,
who's responsible for this potato salad?
So 3 years in a row, the stuffing was like, and so they was like, who made it this? It was all new people every time.
Okay.
So they delegated. They was like, nah, y'all, no more experiments. No more. And then we always let my papa be the judge. So we'd be like, how was it? He say what his favorite things was. And they'd be like, but mine's easy.
Yeah.
And so I've only done it like the last 2 or 3 years.
Potato salad?
Yeah.
Potato salad on Thanksgiving. Huh?
We have everything. Like, it's potato salad, mac and cheese, greens. There's greens and green beans and okra. And then there's potato salad. There's a fried turkey, a roast, a ham, chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
We have everything.
Y'all just cooking.
We have everything. But hella people come.
Tacos too? Burritos?
I wish. No, but this is what we do. Lasagna? So the day before Thanksgiving, usually people come in. So that night is either a barbecue or a taco night or whatever. And then the day after Thanksgiving, when people are leaving, it's like spaghetti night. It's just hella food.
Man, that's... And you still going to have leftovers from Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Well, damn near, no, low-key, not that many.
Okay.
Because it's so many people. Because, like I said, everybody has kids now, and everybody used to be just us. Yeah. Now all the grandkids have kids and have wives. Right. And then, you know, them people they didn't grow up with, they ain't seen in a while, that's back up and off crack now, and they showing up. And then it's
they got
just
the teeth in order.
some keep it in their pocket. Last year, somebody pulled out the table and was like, where's your teeth? I just keep it right here. Yep. And I was like, come on, man.
Gotta eat, man. Gotta gum it up.
Like, this is wild. That's why I love the holidays. People get caught up in, and rightfully so, they get caught up in why the holidays started. And, you know, when it comes, whether it's Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever, you know. But my thing is, like, I'm not celebrating a massacre of people.
No.
Like, you know, we all know that was bullshit.
Right.
Like, I'm not. But it's like, the way I explain it to people is like, when they be like, why do y'all celebrate Christmas or Easter, pagan holidays or Thanksgiving with, you know, it was a mass murder or whatever. It's like, it's not about that. It's just, this is the only time everybody got the time off.
Right.
This is the only time, you know, people got a few days. So that's why. If they said on the random Wednesday of every month, everybody got that day off, well, we would just celebrate.
We would celebrate
then.
That.
Yeah,
the random Wednesday off day.
Yeah, that's just what it's about, time off. It's not.
It's not about the war.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is bullshit.
Right.
Like, we know that.
Absolute trash. But it's my favorite holiday.
Yeah.
Just because of the everybody getting together.
Everybody
and it's food.
Together. And ever since I moved to L.A., I know a lot of people in L.A. ain't from, like, my family's from L.A.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, so I'm like, come through. Mm-hmm. And my family be like, yeah, the more the merrier. Like, we don't care.
What I like about Thanksgiving is that is less pressure than Christmas. Like, Christmas, you got the pressure of getting stuff for people. Yeah. You're doing shopping, you're scrambling. Thanksgiving, you just making food for whoever's there.
Yep.
Like, you know, people know, hey, you know, and the leftovers. So,
eating.
Thanksgiving trumps Christmas for me.
Me too.
And like,
Christmas has lost. See, ever since I was a kid, I really didn't care about Christmas anymore.
It was like, all right.
When it stopped being like, oh, I got to make my list. And once I got probably like to high school, I didn't care about Christmas
anymore. Once I started buying the gifts, I was like, all right, it's a new holiday. Yeah.
Even in high school, though, I wasn't buying like that, but I didn't. I was like, I don't care.
I was still kind of excited in high school because I was still getting stuff. So
I was getting stuff, but my gifts were never, I never made a list. I would always want one thing.
Yeah.
It was just one thing that I really wanted, and it would always be something like, you know, but it'd be price. That one thing would be pricey, though.
Of course.
So I'd be like, you know, I want a PlayStation. You know, just be, that's it. But that's all I want, you know, it's pricey.
I always worry about Serene's list because I remember last year, it was a year before, because I've been doing the joke on stage, where he was like, he sent me the list. He sent me the shoes he wanted, the pricing options. He just kept sending stuff. I was like, oh. I asked Sincere, what you want? He's like, I don't don't really know. Just some game. Maybe cash.
That was me.
Serene was like, yeah, he's sending me options, prices. No, don't get this one. Get this. I'm like, oh. You know? Yeah. And then I got him some shoes. He didn't even like them. I was like, look, next time you ask for something, try it on.
Yeah.
Because it was a hassle to exchange. Like, I couldn't take it to the store since I ordered it offline. And then he was trying to sell the shoes on his Instagram. He's like, I'm selling these shoes. I was like, I was pissed because you should have already known you really wanted these. They was like some blue Air Force Ones, but he didn't like the way they looked. I was like, next time, man, know what you want.
Yeah, I'd have been hot.
Oh, man.
And that's another thing I don't ask for. She was like, I'm going to get you something. I'm like, don't, because if I don't like it.
Yeah.
So just give me the cash or a gift card. Like, I'll take it. People make fun of gift cards. That's the best gift.
Gift cards are dope.
Gift cards is dope. The person, you still paid for it, and the person going to get whatever they want. Them red Nikes I got was a gift card.
Yeah.
Marshall's gift card.
I'm all for cash and gift cards.
Yeah.
It don't have to be no heartfelt.
I don't care about that. This meant something to me. I don't care. Yeah.
You making it about you.
I don't need the heart.
When you got that mentality, you're making it about you instead of.
I wanted to get you something special. Right. Remember in the third grade? I don't care.
I mean, I appreciate that. Yeah. But it's not like I need it.
Very sweet. Yeah. But it's getting returned.
My go-to answer, because they be like, you know, the boys ask me, Sabrina, be like, what you want for Christmas? I'll be like, nothing. Don't give me nothing. Yeah. Don't tell me you're getting me something. I don't like for people to tell me, be like, yo, I'm going to get you something. I'll be like, please don't.
Yeah.
Just don't.
My gifts over the last couple of years have all been old man requests.
Yeah.
They're like, what you want this year? I'm like, you know what? Every morning in the winter, it's cold. I would like a nice robe. And then this year, I asked for Santa my slippers. I need a new slipper.
You 86.
That's it. I was like, you know what? A nice pair of slippers with the thick soles on the bottom.
You 86.
Ah, that would be great.
Now you go outside.
Next year, I'm asking for a pipe.
You're going to look like Tom Hanks in The Birds.
That movie is hilarious.
I love that movie, man. Top five Tom Hanks movies. It's a, Fight Me.
Walter's femur.
Fight Me. I love that movie. For this Thanksgiving, I'm going to cook. Sabrina's doing most of the cooking.
What you making?
I'm
judging all the food, too.
I'll probably make some dressing. I think that's...
Okay. Yeah, pressure's on.
You call it stuffing?
Stuffing, dressing, both. You making it from scratch?
Yeah, like
with giblets. Oh, well, y'all don't eat.
Normally, this is how I make my dressing. Like, I do the cornbread. Make the cornbread.
Oh, you making cornbread?
Well, that's part of the dressing.
Well, not everybody makes cornbread dressing.
Yeah, I'm making the cornbread. It's going with cornbread. I used to put ground beef in there, then I switched it to ground turkey. So now it's going to be, you know, it's going to be vegetarian. So put that in there. Green peppers, onions, celery.
Standard.
Yeah, just all the standard fixings, vegetable broth. It's one more thing I'm forgetting to give it that.
But sometimes cornbread stuff can be dry. That's all.
They get dry fast. So I gotta make sure that it's still.
I'm coming through with the judgment.
Juicy,
coming through.
Because my mom's dressing always had that. It was tint. It was like moist.
The moist is good, man. Yeah. The moist is good.
Yeah. So, but then. I will say that, especially I was using turkey, it tended to be drier.
Yeah.
Because, you know, ground turkey, it'd be dry as hell.
Yeah.
Dry as hell.
I know that my family has switched to turkey a lot far as, you know, like most people, especially black people, everything got a ham hock in it or neck bones. But now turkey they do turkey. It's not much. Like in the greens, it's turkey. Mm-hmm. In the, you know, green beans, it's turkey. And everything's got the turkey in it now versus the ham hocks. And
that turkey leg be coming through. When you cook with the turkey leg,
it
be coming through.
Yeah. And then we deep fry our actual turkey. We ain't had a baked turkey in I can't remember how long.
Everybody switched to frying the turkey.
It tastes so much better.
It does. It's juicy. It
tastes 1,000 times better. That dry, I never, like, I know the turkey is the star of Thanksgiving. That was never my favorite thing.
That's nobody ever picks it as the favorite. That's the symbol.
Thing.
But everybody else like the mac and cheese, the yams,
anything.
You know,
like,
what I'm saying? The dressing.
The turkey was the last thing on my list.
The mac and cheese always been number one.
And especially if they cut in the middle first the white meat, I'm digging underneath for the dark meat. Yeah. I'm like, the juicy stuff, I don't want this dry ass
I will meat. Say, I only like the white meat.
Yeah, I
even
hate
though
that
it's
like,
dry
I hate
as hell.
That you like chicken breasts like that. Or what's the thigh? What's your favorite part of
I hate thighs, man.
You like the breasts, right? The dry, I hate that.
The dry, the better. Because dark meat grosses me out, man.
That's the best.
I'd be grossed out. Even before I went vegetarian, I'd be like, but I used to love chicken legs as a kid. And then with my dad.
Well, every kid loves chicken.
Eat it out the track because I threw it away with mad meat on the bone. He was fed up. He's like, you going to finish that chicken leg? I'm like, yeah. And then he made me finish it out the trash. Ever since then, I've been off legs. And then when I look at them,
wings is my favorite.
The drumette of the wing is dope. But the flap, I don't like the flap.
I like both. I'll take the flap, put it in my mouth, and take it out with just two bones, like a cartoon. Yeah. I eat chicken. Chicken wings.
I've always been a horrible chicken eater off the bone.
I leave nothing. It'd just be a little bit of cartilage and bone. That's it. Yeah. I take everything.
I used to love the leftover turkey sandwiches. You would get my mom would make it. She would get the toasted bread, Miracle Whip, the turkey breast. And then she would put sweet pickles on there.
Oh, I was about to say, I think that's an old black person thing. Because
so good.
My papa makes his. He takes, and I never saw this until he did it. He just put the mayonnaise, the turkey, and relish. And that's it. And it'd be fire.
Oh, it'd be so good, man.
Because I used to try to put lettuce and tomato. I tried to make a regular sandwich, and I watched him, and I tried it. I was like, I can't do anything else now.
Yeah, man.
The mayonnaise and sweet relish, sweet pickle combo just go together. Is just fire with the turkey. I don't know why.
Man.
And he put a little black pepper. And
did he toast
so
the bread
good.
Or no?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Then people either do that or what they'll do is my family, they'll take the Hawaiian rolls. I don't do it with the ham. I'll do it with the turkey. They'll take the ham and then the potato salad and put it in the Hawaiian roll.
Yeah.
And that do be hella good. Certain things just go together. Like, right. I don't know why.
Surprisingly. You be like, all right.
The ham and potato salad combo, if y'all listening, it's good. In the Hawaiian roll.
It's like chicken and waffles, man.
It's just so good.
It's like an odd couple that works.
Just good, man.
Good old things.
I can't. Now I'm excited already. Man, days I'm like, yes.
And then the leftovers of food is better the next day.
Always. Especially the stuff that has seasoning, like the greens and stuff that has to sit.
Food be right the next day, man.
It's my favorite time of year.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. What can't you stand about the holiday?
Every year, somebody always got to bring a new partner. That'd be kind of annoying sometimes. Cause some people don't. Some people's partner they bring, you'd be like,
they'd be trash.
Feeling.
They'd be trash at the house.
And I'd be like, I'm not feeling
weird, awkward.
How long y'all been dating? 3 months? Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right.
That's and they get too familiar too fast.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I don't know you.
You a dumbass, Kim. We ain't that close.
I don't like that's that probably be the most thing. Or them people that come through. That ain't been around in a while.
Yeah.
They're like, I mean, when you was 3, well, I don't know you anymore. Like, I was a child. Stop it. Get your hands off my kid. Like, you just smoked a cigarette outside. Don't wash your nasty ass hands. I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
Or they get too drunk and then start being stupid. I'm like, get out of here. Mm. But it's like, at the same time, like, you know your family hood already, so you just got to let it ride.
Right.
You're like, it's going to be some wild stuff that's just going to happen.
Yeah.
But that's probably my least favorite. What's yours?
My least favorite. I don't really got too many issues with it, like, cause I just love the day, cause it'd be like you know, people getting together, it'd be food, be chilling, I'd be full, and then I love like even driving because the traffic is at a standstill on Thanksgiving. I'd be like, man, this is glorious. I'd just be driving with no destination, just cause it's smooth, and I'd be like, I wish it was like this all year, and then. You know, you go back to reality after that. And I love going to the movies on Thanksgiving if I can.
Huh.
I love that anyway.
Yeah, I was about to say, you'll do that, man. The world could be ending. You'd be like, if I could just squeeze in.
If I know a bomb is coming, like, it's going to destroy the whole nation. We ain't got time to run. I'm going to die in the movie theater. I'm going to just sit there and watch a movie and just slowly disintegrate. That's how you envision the death. But it's going to be a lot of scrambling. And
screaming.
Yeah. So I can't think of really too much I can't stand.
That's the only thing that, but, and it ain't like a I'm never coming over again thing. I just be like, here they, every time somebody walk, this is my new boyfriend.
Yeah.
Be like,
I just hate when people are just awkward at the get together.
Yeah. And I don't like if they bring a new person, let's say the new person not trash, but they're being super like in the corner by themselves. I'm like, get your ass in here. You came over.
Right.
Pick up a card. Pick up a hand. You playing this damn game. Yeah. Man. Get in here.
Get in here.
Don't come in with the
I didn't come to play or eat. Well, then why are you here?
Get out. Either join in fully in the festivities or get out.
Right. Why did you come if you ain't going to do nothing?
I'm going to hang out and look like I got punched in the face.
Or that person is just doing too much.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
Like, I remember the last game night I went to, man. It was somebody there just doing too much. I'm going to leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? Black Friday, man. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Black Friday. You know? Black Friday. Do you dabble in Black Friday?
Not anymore. Yeah. Mostly because I'm broke. But I went 1 year with my this lady that used to babysit. This is my mom's friend. I don't even know what to call her. Cousin, play cousin, whatever. Yeah. Play auntie, whatever. But she shops. So we was like, yeah, we all going to get up and go the next morning, you know, 3 a.m. whatever. Yeah. I was like, I'll never do this again. She was hitting every store. We was like, we are done.
Yeah.
I wore comfortable shoes and everything. It didn't matter. I was like, come on.
Was the deals worth it?
You know what's crazy? No.
Yeah.
Unless you're getting electronics, Black Friday is not worth it.
Okay.
Because any deals on clothes, you can catch those on
Labor Day sale
or whatever, or just random, you know.
For the clearance. We're trying to get rid of this.
Yeah. So the clothing, which is all I'm ever going for,
yeah,
is never worth it. But electronics, hell yeah.
You're trying to get a TV, that's the move.
Yeah. It's definitely. Right now, you can get it too where you can do stuff before Black Friday. My brother just got a 50-inch for $298.
What?
Because they combined a Black Friday with the Veterans Day sale.
Yeah.
And so they just giving it away.
He did it online or he had to go?
He went to Walmart.
Wow.
So yeah, if you can catch stuff, you know, now they kind of do online or stuff early. If you can catch stuff, like I remember I was going to get some Beats by Dre, and I don't know why I didn't pull the trigger, and it was only it was under $100.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't pull the trigger on it.
Deal.
Because I was like, I'll just go and get it in the store, because they didn't have the color I wanted or something like that. But yeah, electronics is worth it. Anything else is not.
Yeah.
Nothing else is worth it. But electronics.
I just don't like the earliness of it, man.
We be kind of up already because everybody was family and it was loud and you just kind of get up.
Let's just go over there tonight.
Yeah. We don't really be sleep like that.
Right.
You look up and it's 1 o'clock and they be like, well, we might as well stay up now and just go ahead and go. So
I just got beef with just the whole hoopla of Black Friday. Like, I'm not that passionate about TV.
Yeah, I'm not fighting nobody over
it. Because I worked at Best Buy for a Black Friday 1 year, and it was just chaos. I had to go in at like 2. It was kind of fun because everything was fast-paced, and my shift went by fast. But I almost had a fight to do.
Yeah.
I almost had to fight. He wanted to square up. And I was like, because it was a lot going on, and then I guess he was trying to get help, and then it was a lot going on. And then I asked his wife, like, you need some help? And he's like, oh, you couldn't ask me when I asked, but now you're going to ask her? And I was like, man, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
It wasn't like I was customer service. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I wasn't even apologetic.
I'm like,
man, you need to chill, dog. You know what I'm saying? Now, do you need the help or not? He's like, I untucked the Best Buy shirt.
Yeah.
I'll lose the job, you know.
I'm with you.
But ever since then, I've been like, man, forget Black Friday. Black Friday is my most annoying thing about that.
Okay.
Just the Black Friday hoopla.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's gone down because of online shopping.
Yeah.
People don't, they be like, I'm not going to the store.
Nobody wanted to go online.
But I think people are insane. And it's like, you guys are being ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's for stuff like, it reminds me of that movie, Jingle All the Way. Like,
yeah.
Your kid just can't have it this year.
It's frantic.
Like, just get over it. Like, dude, it's not that big of a deal.
A lot of times, they ain't even doing it for the kids. They trying to get them a TV set for the den.
And the electronics is worth it, but you can even get that online.
You can find deals anywhere now.
You go on Costco on Black Friday sales and whatever.
Yeah.
Now it's called, there's a name for it now.
Mm-hmm.
Cyber Mondays.
Oh, okay.
Monday. You get everything on Monday. Like, calm down.
Yeah.
It's not that serious. And people, the rudeness to workers.
Yeah, it's just
I cussed out a dude at work. Cause I don't care about none of them jobs. I always knew this is not my path.
I'll lose a job.
So I didn't care.
A
I used to work at Big Five in Danville, California. That's in the Bay. And Danville is where, like, a lot, they have this section called Black Hawk. And that's where a lot of like the Niners, Warriors, Raiders, like a lot of, you know, privileged people and rich people, they all live in this area. So all my customers were like these rich, you know, and I worked in the shoe department of Big Five. You know what I mean? I'm just chilling. And this dude asked me for a shoe in a certain size. But in this particular shoe, all the sizes we had was out.
Yeah.
Like they, I was like, every size we have, I have boxes in my hand. I was like, every size we have here, sir, is right here. If you don't see your size, we're just all out. So he sees his size. He's like, okay, can you get it for me? I was like, it's right there. You know, I'm kind of doing something.
Yeah.
He was like, you going to grab it for me. That's your job. Oh. I dropped all the boxes. I was like, the hell it is. What you want to do? And he was like, I was like, don't you ever talk. I flipped out.
Right.
I went up to my manager. I was like, I just cussed this dude out in the back. I told him the situation. He's like, okay, don't worry about it. After the dude left, my manager came back. He was like, yeah, he going to tell me, your customer, I mean, your employee just flipped out on me for no reason. I don't know. Try to play victim. Uh-huh. And I was like, nah, I'm glad I told him beforehand.
Right. You gave him the precursor.
I was like, we square up. I don't care. Like, I didn't like how he talked down to me.
Of course.
I was like, we can do this right now.
Yeah.
I literally said, the hell it is. My coworkers, like, they weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
And they was like, whew. Like, everybody looked over like, oh, this is about to go down.
The customer ain't always right.
Hell no. And they was rude. It was always like that in that store. They was rich, so everybody was just rude all the time. And they was helpless. I didn't like the helplessness of everybody.
Right.
I can't, like, that's when I learned that rich people don't raise their kids.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know nothing. They would come in for something, and they knew nothing about the kids because the nannies or whoever else.
Right.
And they had no patience with their kids. Mm-hmm. What size are you, Johnny? And they were just flipping out all the time. If you have soccer practice in an hour. Like, what? And they were just, I'm like, calm down. Like, here's a three right here. Yeah. Put it on. We have to go. I have to go to yoga. Like, I was just like, I hated everybody.
Wagner.
I was like, oh, y'all trash.
Yeah.
Your kids don't deserve this.
Kids are just like,
I used to work summer camps there, and the kids are trash too because of how they was raised. Like, they'd be like, my father says, I don't have time. I told a kid one time, he wouldn't go inside. I was like, go inside. I was like, go inside, man. Take your ass inside. He was like, how dare you? He's like, I'm going to tell my father. I was like, I will beat your ass and your father's ass. I was like, go tell him that. He was like,
the gas.
He walked inside. And I waited outside, too. And his dad came and picked him up. I was like, he didn't say nothing. He just got in the car and looked at me out the window. He just pulled off. I hated everybody out there. I hated the rich people.
Man. That's funny, man. I ain't got a lot of interactions with rich folks. The entitlement.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
So Black Friday, man, it's the worst of the holidays.
That makes sense. All right. Yeah. Questions from that. Oh, no, that's it.
We're at 54 minutes. Wrap this joint up.
Yeah, we done. We can get to them questions.
Yeah. Peeps, man, tell us what's your favorite part about the holiday.
Yeah, I want to know.
Do you like Thanksgiving? Do you celebrate it? What's your favorite part about it?
And what y'all eating?
Yeah, what y'all eating? What's your favorite? What's your go-to? What's your specialty?
And what can you make?
Right.
That's good. And then send it over so we can try.
Oh, I'm all for the try.
I will eat it.
I'm all for the try. You know what I'm saying? I don't eat meat, though, guys. Other than that, I'm for the try. All right.
All right, then.
All right, man. That's been another episode of Daddy Issues. If you got questions for us, don't forget to ask us on the YouTube page. We'll hopefully tackle them on the show. Keep listening. Tell your friends, your family. Spread the word. And follow me on anything, Tony Baker Comedy.
At Keon Poli.
And we'll see you guys next time. Man. Have a good holiday.
Yeah, enjoy yourselves, guys.